100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, we're back for Monday.
Let's go.
Hola.
Oh, I'm loving the energy in the room today. Scott, you've got this excellent jacket on.
Do you know, both of you commented on this jacket. I've worn it before.
Maybe it's the matching cord cap, maybe. Right? But it looks like he's a bit of a rebel from a military coup operation or something.
For those playing along at home, it's literally a dark green jacket.
Not that dark green. I'd say it's military green.
Like dark from green jacket. The modern version of Top Gun.
Yeah, and with your fit physique, you look like you're ready to lead a rebel coup.
You're married. There's no need to hit on me. There is no need to hit on me, Crevo.
I know there's no need. Because, you know, our love goes much
deeper than that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, you know what? I think this is a vibe you can pull off.
I think
military coup leader.
I haven't worn this jacket for a little while, but yeah, I've worn it before, certainly.
Sergeant Scott. Ooh.
No, that's got a ring to it.
Captain
Scott, you could accept.
Because
it also has the sporting and, like, you know, vibe to it. Because you're going to be leading Newcastle's squash team, yes. Yeah, Olympic squash team. There's
too much going on.
No, but you know what? That is a fun life you're living.
Note to self, never wear this jacket again.
Oh, what are you talking about? Never wear this.
Why?
I don't want this much chitter-chatter about my fashion sense.
It's very good. It's fun. I love it.
Oh, God. Can we actually also talk about the other elephant in the room?
What's that?
Crevo, you're wearing Michael Kors.
What's wrong with that? He always wears Michael Kors.
Yeah, this is one of my...
You're a brand man.
Yeah, I am. That's what I'm known for.
How much it cost you?
Probably like $60.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Good deal.
TK Maxx, I think.
Yeah, take a deal on it. Why not?
Exactly. Stylish. Get around it.
We all had good weekends?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely stunning.
Good.
Yeah.
Got some stories.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You're going to leak those out throughout the show?
Absolutely.
Oh, good times.
Beautiful.
You're going to... What about you, Scott? Just general, it was good.
Just general good weekend.
Yeah, nice.
Just the general good weekend. Happy days, mate. Happy days.
Yeah, I had some friends around for a little lunch on Saturday. It was so nice. I haven't seen them in ages. Mm. Too long.
Did you cook?
Yeah, we had a chicken and leek pie.
Oh,
good.
Which is always great for a brunch, you know. So and then it was a rocket pear and artichoke heart salad, which was lovely.
Mm.
The whole thing was excellent, of course.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So there was some interesting but yet kind of tragic news over the weekend, but we're going to honour her anyway. Tributes have just started flowing in for champion Australian racehorse Black Caviar, who died on Saturday.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, so she's had quite a few foals in her long life. So she had to be euthanised after giving birth to her latest foal, just shy of her 18th birthday.
Good innings for... Yeah, that the thoroughbreds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's the average age of a horse?
Well, it depends on the type. So your Shetland ponies are up to about 35.
Wow.
They're the longest living. And then your thoroughbreds, 20 to 25 is already old.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I would say if you get 25 and older, you're very old.
Mm.
So towards 20, yeah, look. Not the oldest, but had a good inning.
Well, some quick stats for you just to celebrate her legacy. She retired in 2013 with 25 wins from 25 starts.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, they made her into a breeding machine. But you know what? Her fillies and colts, they're beautiful. So, yeah, unfortunately, she did contract laminitis, which is a disease of the foot that eventually prevents horses from walking. So I think it was just more a humane thing to do.
They don't go, like, leg problems... And horses, not a good combination.
But she was one of the most beautiful horses I've ever seen in my life. So,
there we go.
Rest well.
Yeah, indeed.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, obviously, we're getting into the pointy end of the year. I swear I saw Christmas decorations around.
Probably did.
It means pies are out already.
Well, yeah.
Shock it.
I mean, it is happening. Mm. So, this allows us the fun opportunity to predict things that will happen before the end of the year. I want to kick things off.
Yep.
I think we're going to see more, or at least maybe some of the first in Newcastle, $15 schooners.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it's going to cross. I remember it was massive when it crossed the $10 mark.
Yep.
I think it's going to, there'll be some holiday surcharge, you know, coming into Christmas somewhere, and then suddenly they'll just normalise it.
By the end of the year, you reckon?
Yep. That's what I think is going to happen.
Don't be like that.
Well, I hate to see it as much as anyone.
Yeah, okay.
And in fact, you know, when you give that $20 note for change and a five comes back and you go, where's the rest?
Yeah.
That I'll be feeling that deep in my soul. But I really predict it'll happen. Here's another one I think will happen.
Yeah.
Before the end of the year, another couple of skate parks in Newcastle.
Yeah, most likely. Most likely 15 is not enough.
No.
Going to need 18 by the end of the year.
That's it. And you know, especially since we've got gold in skateboarding, the skateboarding funding checkbook is well and truly open.
Absolutely.
What about you, Ari? Have you got any predictions before the end of the year?
I reckon I've got two solid ones.
Okay.
First one, I reckon we're going to have a female president. I reckon it could happen. Kamala could take this.
It can't happen before the end of the year.
It's true.
No, as in like, you know, there'll be something to make it known that she will be.
Okay, right. Okay.
As in she'll win the election.
Yeah.
Number one. All right, what's anyway, number two?
Number two would be like the invention of new hybrid foods, because like we're seeing this all the time. Like, you know, so like how long until they figure out how to hybridize everything? Like, you know, I want a plum mixed with a banana, a plumana.
Right.
Like, that'd be cool.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So more of those type of things?
Yeah, give me a plumana.
Okay.
Yep.
an
unusual one.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be my first choice, but I'm open to it. All right, what have you got, Scott?
I reckon I got two. Speaking in the world of celebrity and cancel culture,
sure.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds cancelled.
I reckon
there's a lot going on in that world at the moment. We don't need to go down that road, but a lot going on in that space at the moment, and it is piling on Blake Lively, and it's giving Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
It's given the sort of...
That sort of vibe.
That sort of vibe that you're out. Another one that I reckon will get cancelled is someone in the Irwin family.
Ooh.
No, there is. Oh, yeah. And you know what I'm looking?
Robert.
No, Terry.
Terry?
Terry.
Wait, Terry?
The mom.
What is she doing?
That's a good question.
Well, there's a lot around her and her control over particularly Robert.
Yeah.
There's a lot about her.
There's a big mama's boy energy, isn't it?
There's a lot of that. A lot of that gear going around. Hey, have a good relationship with your mum. And I'm not saying here, there, anywhere, but there's a lot of chatter about their relationship.
Interesting.
And a local one, prediction by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Nobby's Beach. We'll have paid parking. It'll be paid ticketed parking by
please,
the end of the year.
No, please, no.
Name another spot for free parking across Newcastle City.
Well, I can't think of any, really.
Exactly.
Even then, it's four-hour parking. It's not ticketed, but...
Don't give New Italy any ideas, is all I'll say.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, one final one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be another study into the Sydney-Newcastle fast rail. I think it's just, we haven't had one for about 6 months. So.
Well, they'll do the turn to get the sword and then go, hang on, not right now.
We better check and make sure there's enough money for this. UFM.
The Novos. Over the weekend, my partner's friend's new boyfriend was exhibiting his new hobby. And it's, again, you would have heard a lot about it. You would have heard vaguely what it is, but whether you've actually witnessed it in the flesh is another thing. Amateur wrestling.
Oh, this is fun.
Hey.
Full WWE in the ring.
Oh.
Commentators, bells, into the posts, everything.
Like the full Iron Claw.
So is this a paid ticketed event?
Yeah.
How much is a ticket?
$30.
That's all right.
$30. It was like 3 hours of entertainment. And entertainment is the word there.
Right.
Oh, it's fun.
What night did you go?
Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Great fun. Really, really good event. A little bit apprehensive going into it because all of us that went to support her new boyfriend were like, what's actually going on here? Like,
what is
happening?
Yeah.
Have a couple of drinks, get involved with the crowd. And someone described it, like another partner of one of the wrestlers described it as, it's like a 16-year-old's birthday party. Can be a little bit cringe, but you just got to roll with it. And as soon as you, like, lose your inhibition to be like, what the heck is actually going on?
Mm.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how cool, right? We've actually, when the wrestlers came to town a few years ago, we had them in the studio and I got lifted up by one.
Brilliant.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool. And they come in their full outfits and they take it so seriously.
Are the outfits, no word of a lie, like those really tight Speedo trunks looking things?
Yep. Oh. Yeah. Every
they're
time.
They're not messing around.
No.
Wow.
But going into it, and I was talking to my partner Britt about this, said, how is it going to work? Because wrestling is fake. Mm-hmm. It's notoriously fake.
Yeah.
Bit of research, wrestling is not fake. Wrestling is scripted. So everything you see is real.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, yes.
But there's got to be a way. And I'm sitting there, Krivos, thinking, how are they flying across the ring and landing face first into the ground, essentially, and getting up and going again?
Oh, because like, they're athletes.
That hurts.
They're athletes who, athletes slash performers,
yes.
And they practice
falling
in the right way. So it looks like they hurt themselves. Like they're kind of like stunt people.
Well, that's exactly right. So the ABC looked into this a few years ago, and they're saying that it's not fake. It's just scripted. Everything you see is real, but it's performed in a way that keeps everybody safe, yet still things go wrong. And it was funny. One of the wrestlers that was there, because they had 8 matches.
Wow.
Matches. They all came with backstories. They all came with theatrics and lights and commentators and referees. Huge thing.
The Sharkinator and all these funny names.
People bought their, people were coming from far and wide. It was in like Bankstown area.
Yeah.
And there was a massive support group from Penrith. You know, Sydney, it's one side of the city versus the other. People are traveling far and wide to support their local wrestlers. And then they're selling it up that this is round 2. They've got round 3 coming in October. And they all come in for a brawl at the end of it. And my first thought was, how are you not hurting yourselves? How are you not, like, bleeding from ear to ear? I don't get it. But, again, so good. So fascinating. If you ever get the chance, go and watch amateur wrestling. It's very, very good.
Who knew that we had this in this country, let alone down in Sydney?
Yeah, it comes to Newcastle sometimes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and look, I didn't go, but when these guys came in, they were so awesome and professional.
And they take it to, like, they take it so seriously, as you say, Creeper, but they are genuine about it.
Yeah.
Mm. And it is so believable that, again, once you lose your inhibitions and be like, okay, cool, just start yelling. Yeah, real good time. Recommend for anyone to go and check out.
Okay,
good
final question.
Yeah.
Any chairs broken over anyone's head?
Not broken, but yes, they threw the chair.
Oh, okay, I love it.
How is this not fake?
Give him the chair.
That's the signature, isn't it? So good. Thanks for that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, I've discovered probably the best place to spend a Saturday night over the weekend.
Oh,
I had a great time. Let me tell you why. So, basically, went over to my partner Will's place.
So, it's his place.
I'm not done yet.
Right.
Anyway, and we had really nothing to do on Saturday night. We're just hanging around, and his housemate Billy and his friend came over. So, they were like, oh, what do you guys want to do tonight? Do you want to just go out for a little bevy? So, sure. Went round the corner, a couple of streets over, Mayfield Bowling Club.
Yeah, classic.
I've never been there before. Okay,
because I play soccer there.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's
play there every week.
It's good. There's good food there as well.
Right. Well, there was quite a few patrons in there on Saturday night, which was great. Lots of families there as well. Fantastic. But I didn't know that, you know, the bolo there had so much opportunity for little activities. So, like, one of the greens there just has, like, footballs of all different kinds, like your AFL balls, NRL, soccer balls, whatever, like these little goal mouths. Fantastic. So we're sitting outside having a drink. Will looks at me. I look at him, and we're both like, soccer ball. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we ended up just playing like a game of soccer just between he and I on the Mayfield Bowling Green.
You should join when Scott plays.
That's where we play.
Well, I didn't know.
It's all learning.
I thought it was somewhere else that you played. I thought it was like somewhere else in town. But anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, if you're going anywhere on a Saturday night, you just have nothing else to do. You just want to have some drinks with some friends.
It's laid back there.
Oh, it so chilled. Is.
Yeah.
Patrons are great. Yeah. Love it.
It's a good vibe there. Mm. I know what you're saying.
New FM. We're going to want to remember the Novos on this day.
All right, August 19, let's look back in history a little bit. 1883 is where we start, if you can think back to then, because Coco Chanel was born. designer, wow. French fashion designer. At the time, they were seen as very casual creations mm-hmm. that she was famous for. And really, she was in charge of French fashion for like six decades. It was really, really the boss.
Still a main name in like luxury brands too.
Absolutely. She had a good innings as well. Passed away at 87.
Wow. Yeah.
So she had a good life, an amazing life, really.
I wonder what the old fashioned designers think of the new stuff that's coming out.
Good question.
Do you reckon she looks at it and goes, ew.
Rather ew. Possibly. Moving forward, 1934, the first ever soapbox derby is held. Now, the reason I want to talk about this, if we think about like billy carts that we might have made as kids, right? In my mind, they just went back forever. But really, they're a kid's copy of a car.
Yeah.
So before cars, there probably were no billy carts.
Yeah, it's very fair, actually.
So really, it's pretty recent in history, which is just an interesting thought.
Fascinating.
In 1960, the Sputnik program, Sputnik 2, was launched by the Soviet Union, and that had a couple of dogs in it, 40 mice, two rats, and a bunch of plants.
Wait, what is this? The Sputnik program?
Sputnik 2.
What is that?
So that was one of the early, really one of the earliest launches of animals into space.
No, oh, really?
Yeah. So 1960, so recent really, you know, in terms of overall history.
I think I've heard the name Sputnik before, not from any history books or anything, but from the Big Bang Theory, surely. Surely well, that was involved in that show.
Yeah, they definitely talked about it. The Sputnik program was essentially like the, you know, NASA program over there at the time. Very interesting part of history. Forward now to 2004, where the search engine Google raised $1.6 billion in their first initial public offering.
Yeah.
First IPO. Value of the company now, $161 billion, 20 years later. So if you bought some of those first shares, you did really well. It was a different way of doing it, though. They sold the shares at public auction.
Wow.
The idea was that your average investor could get involved and on equal footing with, like, the professionals from the finance industry.
I read recently that there's a Yahoo. Yahoo had the opportunity to buy Google and they turned it down.
That's a big mistake in history.
This is right in the beginning. It goes down with Blockbuster turning down Netflix, that kind of opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's coming. Whoever's told you, you know what, not a good investment. Hope you never get employed again.
Yeah, well,
hope you're fired for life.
you certainly should be. I mean, you'd never live that down around the office, would you?
No.
Looking at a couple of famous birthdays, a little sad one to start. Matthew Perry would have been 55.
Oh.
Would have been 55. Oh. Too young.
Way too young.
Way too young. The rapper, Fat Joe, 53 years of age.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, never heard Fat Joe.
No.
He was massive in like the...
Sing us a song, Crevo. Off you go.
Lean Back. That was his famous one.
What?
Lean Back.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, he would be 53. Bill Clinton, 77.
Whoa.
He's getting on in age. A couple of days today, World Photography Day.
Mm-hmm.
Got pictures? Take them. That's photography. Simple. It's World Orangutan Day as well. And it's, how about this one? Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day.
Oh,
yeah, no. No.
Misa say no. Definitely not. One of the worst characters of all time.
New FM. The Novos.
I've discovered something incredible. No, it's not new, but it's certainly getting a lot of traction online over in Italy, okay?
Ah, lovely.
Great homeland.
Part of the world. Here we go. There we go. I feel like I'm there.
Bellissima.
Pass me a Prosecco, would you?
Okay, so the regional bank, this is over in northern Italy, called Credito Emiliano.
It sounds Italian.
Oh, yes, indeed. See, has been pioneering an innovative approach to collateral since the year 1953.
Can I have a credito card, please?
There you go. Oh, you think you're hilarious, don't you?
I know it. I am.
Well, the bank over there, they're accepting wheels of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese to take out small business loans just in this small area of the world.
I love it. It couldn't be a more Italian situation, could there?
There's got to be a reason.
Now,
well, yeah.
I need a bit of credito. Yeah. Let's go.
Please
to
accept this cheese.
Here, have some cheese.
That I brought out of the fridge earlier. So the town is actually one of the key areas in the country where Parmesan cheese is produced. So this is like
makes
one of
sense then, yeah.
One of the originals. So basically what they like to do is they age the cheese a little bit further. So it makes it worth more, basically.
Yeah, right.
So the
yeah.
older the cheese of the Parmesan cheese, the more it's worth. A dual benefit of this, it enables local cheesemakers to secure much-needed funding while also showcasing cultural significance and economic value.
I love that. I'm wondering, do you guys know how much a wheel of Parmesan is worth?
Oh, not overly.
Okay.
Is this in Italy or is this in Coles?
Yeah, oh, well, true.
Well, good question. I'm just doing a quick Google here. Mm. About $2,000 a wheel.
Damn. And they're big, though.
Jeez.
I guess, but it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Mm. Well, the bank essentially replaces an expensive part of the operations process for dairy farmers in the region of northern Italy. Besides holding the cheese as insurance, the actual store itself ages the wheels in climate-controlled vaults of the duration of the loan and blah, blah, blah. So basically, they're just like, here's an amazing wheel of cheese. Give
here's
me a
money.
Loan.
Yeah.
And we'll hold on to it for you until you're ready to eat it.
Oh, well, what's the bank going to do with the cheese, bud?
Sell it. It's sellable.
So then the bank sells the cheese.
No, if you default on your loan, if you don't pay back the money, they keep and sell the cheese, right?
Oh, right. Okay, so you've got cheese, like, Bieger, and the bank. They're your big sellers in the Italian cheese market.
I guess
market.
So. It's a bit like a, you know, like on that, like at a pawn shop. You know, when you take
a
your
shop? No.
You take your ring down there or whatever, and if you pay the money back, they give you your ring back. If not, they sell it.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough.
I guess it's the same, but with cheese. Brilliant. What couldn't be a more Italian story out there, could there?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, have you guys heard of the name Louis Elizondo?
No.
Can't say I have.
Okay. From 2009 to 2017, he worked for the US government. His job was the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Basically, okay. Looking for UFOs. Now, he's retired.
Oh.
And he's just about to put out this book. And he is convinced that the Pentagon has material from crashed non-human spacecraft.
Oh, so full Area 51 it.
Well, more than that, it's more along the lines of, like, alien stuff, he's saying. Right? Ooh. He's saying that the Pentagon has got bits and pieces, like, of crashed alien spacecraft.
And they're keeping it for some reason.
Please. Well, everyone's got a phone in their pocket. Are you telling me if alien spacecraft are flying around the world, nobody's caught good, like, 1080p footage? You're joking.
Do you reckon he's just got this idea for this book from, like, the synopsis of Transformers?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah.
He's gone, you know what? I've got the job. I've got the qualifications to say I would have seen it.
Mm.
I can sell a few copies of his book.
I'd buy it.
Really?
I reckon it'd be very interesting to see what he comes up
with.
Well,
he had a very interesting job.
Yeah,
to be
that's
fair.
Right.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Sitting there, literally looking in the telescope, watching for aliens.
You'd be doing investigations all the time, wouldn't you? A lot of time on the road. You listen to podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose.
Get out and about, out of the office. A lot of out of office days.
Yeah, literally a lot of. Sorry, I'm not coming into the office today. I'm working from home.
Or from Arizona or something.
Arizona. Yeah.
Gotta go look at a crash site.
There was a sighting on the other side of the country. All right, that's where I'm going.
I'm on my way.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, my partner, Britt, and I, we are doing the, it's medium distance, not long distance. She lives South Newcastle, Sydney.
Yeah.
And so spend a lot of weekends together and that kind of thing. But during the week, heavily reliant on phone calls, messages, that kind of thing. So you get into a bit of a routine of when you're going to call, how you got to plan out your day so you can make sure that you're chatting to the other person.
Great.
And part of our routine some days is we send each other a cryptic puzzle that you need to figure out.
This is fun.
And so it's like a cryptic message in the puzzle, and we love puzzles. We do escape rooms and all that kind of gear, and physical puzzles as well, that when you decipher what the message is, you get the message.
So cute and nerdy.
And it's usually something as simple as, I'll send her a picture of horse feed because it's hay.
Oh.
That's a bit of fun.
Something simple like that. It's a tradition that we have. Don't know how it started. We just started sending each other random pictures. And sometimes we make it as we go. So if you've got an idea of how to say good morning or whatever, you sort of jump on Canva, make something, send it.
Oh, my God.
Other person's got to figure it out. It is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, because, again, it gets the brain working at all hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Couple tradition that we have, and around the team, what are your couple traditions that you do with your partners?
Oh, this is great. Ari, do you have any?
Well, I
feel
pretty,
like it's... pretty new relationship, right?
It is. We've been dating for probably about 2 months now or something, but, like, the thing is, I think... what's come about just automatically was one thing is we buy each other coffees. So that's a couple tradition we do every Sunday morning.
So somebody, whoever's turn it is, they got the coffee. That's
or,
so cute.
Or, like, another one that's kind of on that wavelength is, like, whoever, like, I bring the food, he supplies the drink. So we do that for each other every time. But it's still very new, though.
Still early.
Yeah.
A few that I've got, when there's something goes wrong, only one person's allowed to panic.
Whoa. Oh, I love that.
One has the cool head, one's just... Yeah.
And also, you can ask. You can go, can I have a go at panicking on this one?
Cool. I love that.
Only one person, though. So one person in it always has to keep remain calm.
What if you both want to panic? Anarchy.
Yeah, no, you have to... You go, one of us has to remain calm. And whoever's job it is has to remain calm. Another one that we've got is, and this one's fairly new. Mm-hmm. So this winter we bought a little plug-in, just off Amazon, a little plug-in heated towel rack, right? Mm-hmm. But it's only room for one towel. So once you're done with your shower, you put the other person's towel on, warmed up, ready to go.
Oh, good.
So when you come in, even if there's no shit, like that's the last shower of the day, you still swap towels. So in the morning, the next person, their towel is warm and ready to go.
Yep, cool.
Beautiful.
So just cute, but nice.
Well, you talked about it before, Crevo, that you have it that one cooks, one cleans.
Yes, that's right.
Like that's what the person that cleans never washes up.
Yeah, just to remain even, you know, on the job. Yeah.
I love it. Producer Mark told us when we were discussing this at the end of last week that he and his wife, whoever gets to the bathroom first before they go to bed to brush your teeth, lathers up the other person's toothbrush so it's ready to go.
So they've sorted out each other's toothbrushes.
Exactly. So you've always got one. It holds them accountable. You've got to brush your teeth before you get into bed.
That's right.
But that's such a good one.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Speaking of the towel one, my folks do that. It's whoever gets up first collects both towels. So you take both towels into the bathroom and leave them there.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
wow.
Fantastic. 4967-4105. We want to know, what are your couple traditions? What do you and your partner do that's unique to you and your relationship? One that's been sent through on our Instagram page at @thenovos_by Jen is her friends go to the same destination once a year to take the exact same photo.
Oh, that's very
cute.
So
then they go and they've got like a montage of how they've progressed as a couple over the years.
I love that.
Oh, you know what? That just warms my heart. How beautiful for a Monday.
Yeah, what a lovely way to start the day, start the week. Cute couple traditions, or could be other. 4967-4105 in the draw for $60 worth of Hunter Bell Dairy Coach food, cheeses, etc.
Oh, yum.
To New Lambton Heights. Mark, what's your couple tradition?
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Me and my other half, whenever we go to Sydney, we'll always stay at the same spot, American Suites down there. And we have a tradition that in the morning, at least one morning of whenever we're down there, if we're away for a week or a few days, there's always this little cafe in World Square that we go to. And we try to get down there and have at least one morning there for breakfast every time we go down.
Beautiful.
I love that. I mean, I feel like there's a layered tradition to that. You got the same place that you go because you love it and you've always had good times there. Mm-hmm. And then you got the cute cafe that you must stop into.
Double whammy.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we're actually heading down there next week to watch the Nikita Zoo fight, and we decided to stay overnight just so we could go to that cafe the next morning.
Nothing more romantic than a Nikita Zoo fight.
Nothing,
right, Mark? 100%.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Money, money, money. Deluxe.
easy way to win this morning. 4967-4105. We're playing a lowest to lux. Three items. We give them to you. You just got to tell us what's the cheapest through to the most expensive. Cheryl's in Wallsend. Happy Monday, Cheryl.
Happy Monday. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. Pity it's so short.
Yeah. No. Oh, classic. Preachers of prior. Yeah. Cheryl. Jeez. Cheryl, it's always too short. Your chance to win this morning. You know how the game works, Cheryl?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful. All right. So today's theme, Cheryl, today is International Bow Day. So it's a day to celebrate bows. It can be hair tie, like hair bows, bow ties, anything.
Like a person called Bow?
It could be a person called Bow. So all things have some relation to something with a bow.
Bow Ryan's loving it.
Well, exactly. Bow Ryan is all about it. He's all actually right. Our celebrity appearance. No.
Okay.
International Bow Day, Cheryl in Wallsend, three items. Number one is Cold Chisel's 40th anniversary album, Circus Animals. The album features the song Bow River from JB Hi-Fi.
Okay.
The second is a 45-inch lace, one pack of shoelaces from Coles.
Ooh.
And your third is a Barnett Youth Archery combo set with a bow and arrow from BCF. So you've got three items. You've got Cold Chisel's album with Bow River on it. You got a pair of shoelaces that you can tie in a bow, or a Barnett Youth Archery combo set with a bow and arrow. Cheapest to the most expensive. Take it away, Cheryl.
I'll go laces, record, and then bow and arrow.
Ooh, it's a 40th anniversary. You want to stick with your answer?
I was thinking that to start with, but then I wasn't too sure. Okay, I will go the other way. I'm a gambler.
Are you sure?
Okay.
I'll go laces, bow and arrow, and record.
All right. Laces, bow and arrow, and then record.
Locked and loaded. Oh.
The laces, 45-inch lace pack. They're white from Coles.
Schwat.
White?
What? What's anything still measured in inches?
I don't know.
Good question. Good question.
I mean, I see something like, that's 7 inches. Or that's 8 inches. You go, that's pretty long, and you know it is. But why? Why is it measured in inches?
Well, it's better than centimetres.
I guess.
Gotta be. $4.40, Cheryl.
That's a good price.
Pretty safe, yep.
Now, Cheryl, you said the archery kit was next, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, the Barnett Youth Archery combo set with a bow and arrow from BCF is going to set you back at $99.99.
Oh, cool.
And Cold Chisel's 40th anniversary Circus Animals album featuring the song Bow River at JB Hi-Fi is $32.
No! Hoodwinked you.
I tried to switch you back.
The Are You Sure got you. Hey, Cheryl, you're a good sport.
UFM. The Novos.
And fascinating footage has been captured about the Cessnock shoe thief. Mm-hmm. Now, this is all over the, like, gossipy Facebook pages in Cessnock, which, of course, I follow because I love finding out what's happening in community gossip, right? Yeah. And Cessnock, beautiful part of the world, so I hate to see this happening.
Right.
Anyway, it's filmed in very clear picture on a Ring cam, which is like your sort of doorbell cameras, and it's really high definition. Ooh. You see this Esche-looking bloke, and I can only describe it that way because he's got the hoodie on, he's got the bum bag across the chest.
A cross-body bum bag.
Well, actually, it's a backpack version, but yes, on an angle across the body.
Yeah.
And you see him in this footage sneak onto a balcony, pick up what appears to be, and I'm not sure of the brand, they could be Onitsuka Tiger or they might be Adidas. I can't really tell, but they look like nice shoes. And you see him full cat burglar style sneaking away off said balcony.
No. I've seen this footage. It's unbelievable.
And there's, okay, you can sort of see his face, but he has kind of evaded at this point in that way.
Yeah.
But the rest, you know, his style, obviously the way he walks and gait is very recognisable. you can see the way he sneaks away from the place with the shoes. Apparently not the first time this has happened.
Shoe napper.
Cessnock's shoe napper. Apparently, as soon as this footage was up, someone else was like, oh, I've had shoes stolen as well off my porch.
Who was doing this? That is so freaky.
Well, this guy. lock up your shoes.
Well, shoes are expensive. Why are you leaving them out the front?
Well,
I know you don't want to wear your shoes inside. I appreciate that. Can
yeah,
I understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, leave them on the front porch for everyone else to see and take.
Yeah,
don't do that.
You should be able to leave your shoes.
You should be able to. But again, you forget shoes that are $600, you're leaving them out on the front porch?
I guess
what
not.
What if they're only $50 and he's just stealing $50 pair of shoes?
Well, I think any
still
shoes...
a profit.
Yeah, well, for him, I mean, that is the thinking of the criminal mind. And it's interesting that your brain went there so quickly.
Cool.
Yeah, well, times are telling. Quick one around the team. Do you guys, have you ever left shoes out on the front porch?
Yes,
even the
I
back
have.
Porch?
Yes,
something?
I have.
No, I'm always bringing them inside.
No, yep, I definitely always leave shoes outside. And I'm not wanting to make my house a Target, but luckily my shoes aren't that expensive. I don't know if anyone wants like 4-year-old Skechers.
Well, you've got the guard dog.
Yeah, well, that's true as well.
Keep the shoe thieves at bay with Molly the Whippet.
That's it. And you know what? Maybe there's a lesson in that. If you're getting your shoes stolen, either lock them up or get a dog.
If there was a shoe thief at your place, Kriv, it'd more likely be the dog than somebody actually stealing your kicks.
No, she always steals socks. That's what you need to be aware of.
Sock napper.
Yeah, she always steals and buries them. So if you come over, lock up your socks. More important.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I'm not usually one to follow the Logies. It's not usually an area of interest for me at all.
Okay.
But I feel like Larry Emder deserved it because of how
long...
Spoiler
alert. What if you haven't watched it?
Then tough luck.
It's only the Logies.
I love spoiling stuff. Oh. It's one of my favourite things to do. And you know what? I just feel like he's done TV for so long to never have won one, to finally get it. I feel like he deserved it. And you look at his face, that is a man who is genuinely so happy.
Yeah.
You could not wipe the grin off his face once he won that. It was just a nice piece of joy to look at.
What's he saying, though? He's been saying that he's the most fired man in TV, or words to that effect.
Yeah.
Is that he's been let go of so many different roles across the journey and to now be given the pinnacle. Oh, It's the true circle moment.
Yeah, and I feel like he's just reached that point in his career where he just deserves to. I feel like he deserves to win it. It was a nice moment.
Hmm.
As a non-Logie watcher, I feel like this was perfect.
Logies are a good time, too, to look at who the big winners are and go, what shows do I want to watch next? Boy Swallows Universe cleaned up.
Yes.
I think I did watch part of that. All right.
Yeah, is it right?
Very popular, though.
Yeah.
Very popular. Well written, is what I would say. So, yeah, good tip there.
And same as Utopia on the ABC with Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Apparently that is really, really good. I'm watching her other series at the moment, Fisk.
Mm.
And, yeah, fantastic. 10 out of 10.
She is very clever.
Incredibly
lady.
Incredibly funny.
Very clever. Good writer.
Mm.
So there's some stuff to watch.
New FM. The Novos.
A healthy discussion has just popped up behind the scenes of the show last week. Off-air chat, which was quite interesting. It got a little bit heated, actually. Had us Googling monstrously the answer. But I think we need to kind of relive it and sort it out.
Sure.
So articles have been popping up recently asking whether the Disney character of Goofy is actually a dog or is he a cow? What animal is he? Because he looks a bit interesting, little old Goofy.
Look, when you first look at Goofy, you just think of Goofy. You're not really thinking of what animal it is off the top of your head.
He's
right?
A dog. Straight down the line.
No.
I'll crack the ice. He's a dog.
Cow. All right.
Cow.
What makes
cow.
You think he's a cow,
Kriver? Look, first of all, the length of the ears. So dog ears, they're sort of usually a bit pointy and on the shorter side, whereas cow ears are more floppy and longer in comparison to the length of the head. To me, it couldn't be more obvious. It's definitely a cow. Also, the size of the, like, between the eyes and the tip of the nose is way too big for a dog.
Interesting.
Way too big for a dog.
Cow ears go out the side of their head.
Yeah, but the size of them is what I'm talking about. Also, it's a cartoon. You get a bit of artistic license.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a dog.
Next thing I want to talk about, right, is the size of the feet, right? They could not be dog. Dog paws are tiny little things. Look at the size of the shoes Goofy wears. That's got to be cow feet.
A creative license.
No, ridiculous.
As you just said.
Also, have you ever seen a dog in blue jeans? No. obviously a cow.
There was that time I saw a cow in blue jeans.
Thank you.
There was that one time. You've got me on that one. Technicality.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, actually, the actor behind the voice of Goofy has come out to say that he isn't a dog, but in fact a mog, a man-crossed dog. But some people have gone
That's
on
dumb.
To say that
That's
he is
dumb.
A cow because his girlfriend's species is a cow, Clarabelle.
That's another reason. And when have you ever seen a dog, like, married with a cow?
With a cow.
Yeah, the story of the day, the crow and the dog or something, wasn't it?
No.
The crow, the magpie and the dog.
The magpie and the dog.
They're best friends. Well, here's the thing. I took this discussion to my sister-in-law over the weekend. I got on the phone to her. She works exclusively with cows and farms every day. So she was
that
one.
That makes her qualified, does it?
Oh, she has a PhD in cows.
Okay.
She was 100% certain that Goofy has no attributes tying him to a cow, so it can't be a cow.
No, so he's a dog.
That is ridiculous. I'm not taking this, oh, she has a PhD in cows. That sounds made up anyway.
The biggest argument I'd say for why Goofy is not a dog is he owns a dog, Pluto.
Mm.
There's another one.
No, hang on. Different breeds.
No, there we go.
It's as simple as that.
You've never heard of a dog owning a dog, have you? That's ridiculous.
No, that is ridiculous.
I would 100%
think... 100%
cow. Look, dog or cow, I think I'm on Scott's side with this.
Dog.
I think he's a dog or a mog. Man dog.
No.
Okay, so we've had our discussion. 4967-4105. What is he? Is he a dog or is he a cow? We are split in the studio. Scott and I are on the wavelength of saying that he's a dog. Crevo over here, for some reason, thinks he's a cow.
Obviously a cow. Have you ever seen a dog with big shoes on? No. Have you ever seen a dog with jeans on? No. Have you ever seen a dog with a hat on? No.
Have you ever seen a cow wearing any of this?
Yeah, of course. That is this is obvious cow behaviour, you know?
What farm did you grow up on? Are you okay?
What were you doing to those poor cows?
No, this is normal. I'm telling you, it's a cow.
Oh.
And Newcastle will agree with me.
So far, Newcastle is not agreeing. 94% of votes on our Instagram page at @thenovos_ are saying it's a dog. Not very many.
A lot of people
not
even
very many,
give...
Not very many saying that it's a cow.
A lot of people even give Goofy the nickname BBC, Big Big Cow. Yeah. That's what they say, right? Let's get Newcastle's temperature on this, shall we?
Yes.
In Madawi, Summer, is Goofy a dog or a cow?
He's definitely a dog.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
What makes you think that?
Well, you just have to look at him and... If you actually do a bit of research, they actually say he's a canine. So a canine is a dog.
Oh, see?
Mm. Yeah, wow. See, Summer's on it.
Research me search is what I say to that.
All right, one vote. Using logic.
Exactly. One vote to you guys at this point.
All right, let's head to Spears Point with Lucy. Hey, Lucy, what's your thoughts? Is he a dog or a cow?
I'm sorry to say, it's a dog.
Yes!
Of course.
Oh.
Of course.
I'm telling my kids. I keep telling my kids it's the dog because there's already a cow in there, like, in all the characters.
Is there?
Clarabelle.
Clarabelle, yeah.
His girlfriend.
No. It's definitely a dog. It's got to be a dog. Well, if it's not, but I've been telling my kids the wrong thing all this time. So that's impossible, right?
You've been lying to your kids. Have you?
We can't have that. All right. 100% of Newcastle saying that. Seems like I've lost this one, guys.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And you know who's having a busy morning this morning?
Mm-hmm.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns. He's doing all of the Sydney media outlets. He's been on the Today Show. He's been on ABC Breakfast. I'm sure it's only a matter of time. He might have already been on Sunrise. Must have missed him. With the new opening of the Metro today.
I forgot about that.
It is underway already. So trains kicked off just before 5 o'clock this morning, moving in both directions. The new part of the tram line, or the Metro line, I should say, is between Chatswood and Sydenham. So just on the other side of the city. So it's Waterloo, then Sydenham, heading towards the airport way.
Okay.
And then Chatswood to Tullawong, which is out in northwest Sydney near Rouse Hill, that already exists.
So does that go under the tunnel? Or over the bridge?
It goes under. Everything's it's all underground.
This is extraordinary. That'd be a big tunnel. Well, for under the harbour.
Well, then I was looking into how they actually built this, and the reason it's taken 7 years since construction began, $21 billion and $7 billion over budget. But we won't go down that road. Is because of
it's so much money over budget.
Oy, yoy, yoy.
But everything that is underground, you don't think about it. There are so many businesses and so many gas lines, and there's already roads and infrastructure underground. How deep do you got to go?
You can't just dig anywhere.
Well, dial before you dig, famously.
They probably would have been on the phone to them for ages.
They would have.
To set that whole thing up.
To set the scene for where exactly this line is going to run.
Well, apparently, according to the news outlet that I'm watching right now, over 200,000 people are expected on the metro line today.
Huge.
People are queuing up. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Sydney next weekend. Maybe I should see if I can get on this thing and see what it's like.
It's definitely possible.
It's you buy not a ticket and get on. Even though you don't buy a ticket, use your credit card.
Yeah, you just tap on.
Tap off. The reviews coming in. This is from the Sydney Morning Herald. The reviews is that they're out there with the hot mic asking people, so how was your train ride? How was your metro?
Same, like always.
This is a quote. It was a fabulous experience being on the first metro train from Sydenham this morning. A real party atmosphere.
Do you reckon they were paid to say that?
What party? That's not a party. That's getting to work.
Looking at the people, if this is taken, doesn't say what time was taken, but I'm assuming it's dark outside, it'd be 5 o'clock in the morning. It's busy. Like, there's standing room only on the station.
Yeah, people, there are a lot of train nerds out there. That's one thing I've learned in life.
You would be spewing, even we spoke about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, you were an international train spotter and you came out here and you missed it by 2 weeks. Because they came out here and obviously the opening of the metro.
Or something.
Yeah, because it was a safety concern.
Yeah.
Now, fingers crossed, it's all up and working and people are fine because they're driverless metros.
Cool.
So it's all based on, well, theoretically, the internet.
Future is here.
It is here.
Well, let's get one built to the airport in Newcastle, please.
Yes, please.
As soon as possible.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Hey, I got recommended this Facebook group, and it makes me feel like the Facebook algorithm has completely lost its way.
How so?
So this was in the recommended for you to join.
Okay.
Australian Women in Fishing.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, sounds right up your alley. When I think of Grebo, I think of women fishing. That's what I think about.
Peak interest.
I think I've probably fished 5 times in my life.
Okay.
That's not many. It's a very rare occurrence. It's either going to be somebody has invited me along. Probably the first time is like with an uncle when I was 5 or something. Then maybe at 10 years old for a similar type situation. Very, very rare that I go fishing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, I clicked on it out of absolute curiosity. Why has this been recommended to me? And it's the type of atmosphere. It's completely like just ladies doing fishing, holding up their fish, like on a dating profile type situation.
Look how big it is.
Look at this fish I caught. Or this is the biggest squid I've ever caught, 29 centimetres, including tip to tip and all that sort of stuff. And then like occasional ones of the fish being grilled. I have no interest in any of this. Why has it been sent to me?
Well, you're a foodie. Maybe they're giving you options for when you might like to expand your seafood palate.
I just don't understand it. Like, I look at this and I have no idea why this has been sent to me by the Facebook algorithm.
And why is it specifically women?
Yeah,
like, women fishing. Why isn't it men as well?
Well, yeah, just Fishing Australia or Cooking Fish Australia might have caught my attention
fish
more.
Recipes.
Why? Now, sometimes I think the Facebook algorithm just doesn't understand what you want. Has this ever happened to you, Ari?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I've actually written some down that I got just over the weekend alone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First one, which I actually joined, so this helped.
maybe it did know you.
Hunter Valley Pie Hunters. There's one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's good. I've been on it. It's sensational.
Well, you famously always crave a pie.
I do. They know. Anyway, okay. Something a little bit off market was Banh Mi Appreciation Society. I don't eat banh mi.
Banh mi's a treat. Real treat.
Yeah, well, I agree. That should be sent to me, not you.
Oh, well, exactly. Here's the last one, though, that I was a bit curious about. It's called, and I quote, "Shh, it's a secret, Australian Confessions." So, whoa.
Oh, would you want to jump on a gossip page?
Juicy gossip.
Very strange.
Not for you, yeah? or it is.
Oh, look, I'm tempted. I'm very tempted to join this to see what it's all about. I might find some interesting secrets.
Don't tell anyone.
But you're not allowed to tell anyone what's on this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Secret society.
What about you, Scott? Have you had some weird ones sent to you?
I get a lot of ones that are like, oh, join local community groups.
You sure?
So, yeah, that's fine. They're all fine. A lot referencing The Simpsons because I'm a Simpsons fan through and through. Or
and they know.
Any of the geeky stuff like The Boys or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
One that came up there recently that I went, not about it. The Cookie Cutter Identification Society. So you post a picture of your cookie cutter and everybody has to guess what it is.
Oh, that's random.
That's so random.
It's actually fun.
Well, have you joined it?
I didn't join it, but I went and had a bit of a geezer. And it's like, there's one and you look at it and you go, that looks like. And it's, again, they're the randomest things. One of them in particular was this outline. And I went, that looks like a pregnant person holding an umbrella. And sure enough, the top comment was, this is a pregnant person holding an umbrella.
I think they've got you cracked because if anyone's a puzzler, it's you.
It's me. I'll crack the case.
This is perfect. They do know you. The women in fishing, though, things very strange.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I've come across this article in the past couple of days that's taking a look at driver behaviours and how they can be directly related to the type of car, or the brand, rather, that they drive. So apparently a study from UC Berkeley has uncovered a striking pattern among drivers of luxury vehicles, especially Mercedes and BMWs. So according to their research, these type of drivers are 5 times more likely to cut off other motorists in traffic compared to those driving less prestigious cars.
Oh, I can believe that. Mm. BMW drivers have a reputation, don't they?
Oh, I would never generalise.
Oh, I would. It's not 100% of them, 100%, but no. 90-something percent, probably.
Oh, yeah. There's a stereotype among them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck.
Oh, your word's not mine. There's no need to generalise in such a broad strokes, Scott.
So I've done like a little bit of thinking and a bit of personal research of my own. Take a look at behaviours on the road of other drivers and whatnot here in Nui.
Okay, what have you noticed in general?
So based on my personal observations, I've written a couple down. Priuses. So a Prius?
Yep, Toyota Prius.
Overly cautious and generally slower drivers.
Yeah.
Of course, because they're hybrid cars.
They don't have the power of a petrol engine.
Yeah, struggling to get along.
Yeah.
Petrol forever, as Prevo would say.
Yeah, that's it. I agree. Climate change is fake.
Okay, Subarus, notorious tailgaters. They like to ride on your tail.
Well, they do have that powerful engine usually behind them.
They're just cocky.
Sense of adventure. They got places to be and people to see.
All right.
And they see them through usually sunglasses you buy from the servo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Van drivers. Now, Crevo, you drive a van.
Yes, I do. Tradie van.
Yep. Tradie van.
I've got a hammer.
I usually see van drivers being quite assertive on the road. They tend to speed a lot.
Oh, what?
They've got places to go.
Yeah, Mike is right. Throw it around.
Yeah, you know what? Now you put it that way, yes.
I've got rubs to pick up. What's your excuse?
Yeah, exactly right. And I own a drill, so I'll have you know. So I am a tradie.
Hyundai drivers. Now, I know a couple of Hyundai drivers, myself included, my father, my partner, all Hyundai drivers. Stickler for a blinker. They're like, if you don't put your blinker on, you get in trouble.
Because what model is yours?
i30.
That is like the, you know, people in admin. Who are like 46.
Yeah.
The 40s mums. Yeah.
You know what? At the Pink concert, when it was here, McDonald Jones Stadium, the car park was full of
i30s. Doesn't surprise me.
And the colours range from white to grey.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That was white and grey. All of the car park.
Yeah, that's it. And utes cut you off.
They just cut you off
all the time.
We've got to talk about Scott's car as well.
Let's do it.
The Boy Racer in manual.
Yeah, of course it's manual.
And in speedy blue as well.
Why would anybody drive anything but a manual?
Well, because it's easier.
Because we live in the city.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you go faster in manual. Faster and more fuel efficient. Next question.
You should have been a car salesman.
And you didn't get bored driving an automatic?
No, never. So you just sit there.
No, because I use my blinker, so I've always got something to do.
You're always turning your blinker on, not even changing lanes, no need.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
On Thursday, Powerball hits 100 million.
Damn.
Now, nobody needs to panic and buy a ticket because I've already bought the winning one. So nobody needs to worry or buy any tickets, okay?
Fair enough.
He's confident.
Oh, I am very. And I got the power pick as well. So the Powerball's guaranteed. So that's how I know it's a winning one.
Guaranteed, you say?
Yeah. A Powerball's guaranteed. Okay,
if you say so.
I'm too scared to do
what
all
do
that
mean?
Stuff. It stresses me out. I'm scared to stress myself out. Just waiting to try and hopefully
well, I'm
win.
I'm glad you're not buying. You're not buying?
I never said that.
Oh, competitor.
We've had a lot of luck in the local area with lottery winnings recently.
I know.
Cessnock woman won 100 grand just last week.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I reckon it's fate. It's
Mayfield man.
It's time for a Tyus Hill bloke to walk away with the winnings.
No. Like I said, no need. If you can buy one if you want, but it won't be a winning ticket.
So are you going to split it if you win it? When you win it?
With who?
Whoever you want.
My wife?
Yeah.
Is that, probably?
Yeah, you're gone. Off the face of the earth, Mark Crevo who?
Nah, I'd probably come back to work.
You would.
Something to do.
No, you would.
Yeah.
Of all people, you would.
Something to do.
You would have, you get 5 minutes into retirement and go, I'm bored, what business can I start?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think business as usual.
Yeah.
I might upgrade the van.
Oh, gosh, no.
A slightly newer one.
Buy a van.
I think I've
warehouse.
Got 2009. I'll go for like 2010.
Oh, yeah, something modern.
Yeah.
Flashy and new. Well, good luck to you, Crevo.
Thank you
for reminding everybody out there to buy your tickets.
No need.
We've got to gamble responsibly, of course.
Of course.
Yes, good luck. Good luck to all the punters getting involved.
New FM.
The Novos.
Straight down the line, the headline reads, 11,700 left without electricity after snake-caused power outage.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened last week sometime, this over in the US, a snake got into a power station, came in contact with a transformer, I do believe it was Optimus Prime, and from there, 11,700 homes went without electricity for 90 minutes.
Oofed.
Now, apparently, in the US, squirrels and other wildlife are responsible for causing around 13 million Americans to lose power each year.
Damn squirrels.
Shocking. So 11,700 in this instance, all thanks to one snake. The headline says exactly as it is on the tin. That's the exact story as it happened.
Yeah.
How do you try and tell nearly 12,000 people, sorry, a slithery little thing has caused you to not use Netflix for the next hour and a half?
Well,
how do you tell them? So
make it fun.
You got to make it fun.
Exactly.
And we're doing that with creative headlines around the team, telling people that they're out of power all thanks to the snake. Now, I've got two headlines that you'd want to see in front page of the Morning Herald.
Sure.
Go.
A red belly blackout.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. I'll give you that.
They haven't identified what the actual species of snake is. Who cares?
It's all about the fun, right?
You get the gist. The other one, this has really got to test me. Sorry.
That's it? Okay. You know what? I'm not giving that. Not giving that such a good result. All right, Ari, what have you got? You've worked in news before as well.
I have.
So the pressure is on. The quality should be high.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got two as well.
All right.
Mine's a bit longer. So if I was getting paid by the word, so slithering sabbatical snake gives thousands an unplugged evening by playing Transformer Twister.
Oh, too long, but
too
good.
Long.
Too okay. long, but good.
All right, well, here's another one then. local resident makes electrifying move, sparks unplanned community candlelight hour.
That's better. I'll give you that one, okay. But very, very long.
It sounds like Earth Hour.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was getting at. I was like, oh, Earth, everyone's turning on the candle.
All right, I've got a couple here as well. Upgrades to power grid, time well spent.
Oh, that's good.
That's
you're get that result.
Oh, yeah.
All right. How about this one? Power to 11,000 homes has been vipered out overnight.
Nah, that's not as good.
The first one was better.
Not as good. Oh well. Look, I got one. Ari got. Well, we all got one.
Yeah,
we all got
that'll
one.
Do.
I'll take that as a win.
New FM.
The Novos.
Now, Ari, after this, I believe you're doing some educational work.
I am. Yeah, I'm trying to in the world of technology. Bring my mother into the 21st century. So basically, I'm trying to teach her how to use Spotify. I need to download it on her phone, teach her like how to like get podcasts, music, all that jazz.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's she been doing up till now? CDs?
No, she just listens to the radio. She listens to New FM.
As she should.
Absolutely right.
As she should. Why would she go anywhere else?
Spotify is only, and you've got to tell her this, once she's outside the listening area.
The thing is,
the only legal way for her to listen to it.
No, seriously, because she was like, oh, I want something to do while I'm walking. Like, I want something to listen to. And I'm like, oh, okay, we can get Spotify. Everything's on there. And she goes, well, how do I listen to you? I said, oh,
Pocket Radio. You buy a portable radio.
Or the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to catch podcasts. Up all of our past episodes on Spotify.
That's fantastic. I love that. That's cool. I've got to go off today to weigh baby Esme.
They weigh in a, and again, this is...
Yeah, a weigh-in. Yeah. It's like for a boxing fight.
You put the baby in like a cylinder, isn't it?
What?
Isn't that how they do it?
No, you just sort of a big scale, like at the vets, really, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a big silver one that you might put fruit on or something, you know?
Oh, that'll be cold on her bum.
No, I think they put a little pad down.
Okay, I was going to say.
And she's wearing clothes, like, well, probably a nappy. So they put a little pad down. So that's what I'm off to today, 3 months of age, roughly.
Nice.
Time for a weigh-in.
Yay!
Make sure she's, you know, on track, meeting milestones or whatever it's technically called.
You got to cry.
Definitely not.
Baby girl's getting so old already.
I know. I do think about that regularly. Yeah. They grow up so fast.
Yeah.
She's getting her first motorcycle next month. Yeah. That's fun.
Teach you how to ride.
Nothing safer.
Hunter Bell Dairy Co. $60 to give away this morning. We're giving it to Mark in New Lambton Heights. He was telling us about a couple tradition that he and his wife do when they go south Newcastle to Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cute and like, just is real wholesome. You can catch up on it on the Novos podcast, Spotify, Apple podcasts, on ufm.com.au.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Monday. Get amongst and enjoy it. See you tomorrow.
Catch ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple podcasts, or ufm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.